Service for Bridges Community Church. My name is Nate. I'm one of the pastors on staff here at Bridges, and we would love to welcome you here and say thanks for watching this. We hope everyone has had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. You know, one of the things I'm grateful for during this time where everything seems to be turned on its head, upside down, backwards, just nothing seems normal at all. But one of the things that I was really grateful for during this time is while we were recording worship videos, we were able to reconnect with some of our friends from around the world. So as we continue our time of worship together, wherever you are, whenever you're watching this, these next few worship videos, let's sing along together as we watch some videos that we recorded this summer. And some of our friends who used to be part of this team, who have moved around the world, were able to contribute, and we were able to worship all together. Join us in this time of worship.
Christ be magnified. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. My God will never fail. I'm gonna see you.
I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. Hi, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving weekend. My guess is that for many of us, our Thanksgiving was different this year than past Thanksgivings, especially when it comes to who we celebrated or didn't celebrate Thanksgiving with. So I hope you're able to hang out with someone special. And if things weren't what you had hoped they would be as far as being with family and friends, I hope things are different for you at Christmas. They'll be better. And at the very least, even right now, I just trust you had some good food and you're still enjoying some amazing leftovers. And I especially hope that you found reasons to be thankful. In 2020, that is just not a given, especially if our focus is on what we don't have. Like, we didn't have the freedom to go to a movie after Thanksgiving dinner and enjoy the show with some fresh, butterly popcorn. Or we can't go to the gym now and burn off some calories because it's too dangerous as far as the spread of COVID goes, which means we might end up getting a little bit fatter this year after all the food we ate, or that we're not going to be able to go to Disneyland in December to have fun at the happiest place on earth with our family and friends. So as far as things that we don't have goes, that list could be longer this year than ever before, and it could stand in the way of us doing what the Apostle Paul wrote about in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, where he said this, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Always giving thanks. Now think about that. How's that going for you, especially now after having lived through all that's been happening in the world and in our country over the past 8+ months? Can you say that you are giving thanks always? Is that you? If not, would you like it to be? There's a medieval legend that talks about two angels who were sent to earth by God to gather the prayers of the saints. One was told to gather the petitions, and the other was told to gather the thanksgivings. The angel responsible for gathering the petitions was actually not able to carry them back to heaven in one load, while the angel that was responsible for the thanksgivings carried his back in one hand. Now, I hate to say it, but that legend really is kind of a good reflection of reality, because giving thanks often gets overlooked, forgotten. Mankind in general is just more into petition than we are into praise. More, oh God, please help us prayers are sent up to the heavens than, oh Lord, thank you. But what if that were flipped? Wouldn't that be preferable, but would it even be attainable? You know, the context of Ephesians calls us to seek that very thing. And so if you're familiar with this context, you may be familiar with the two verses that precede Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Go back to Ephesians 5:18. It says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. And live under the control of the Holy Spirit, Paul's saying. And if you do that, supernatural things are going to happen in your life. In fact, things like this, Ephesians 5:19, you'll speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. How does that sound to you? Like somebody who's joyful and happy, even to the point that they're singing, they have a happy spirit. But that's not all. Then Paul adds Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to notice the word always. This might be a good time to ask, does this word always mean what we think it means? Maybe in the Greek it means something else in this verse. Is it possible that the word always in this case might actually mean sometimes? You know, give thanks sometimes, or when you feel like it, or when things go according to your plans. Because if that's the case, then we can pick and choose when we give thanks always. But is that really what Paul is saying? What does giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ mean for us right now in the midst of all that we're living in on this Thanksgiving weekend? And then what will it mean in the days to come? Well, we actually find the answer in what Paul wrote here in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, where he wrote about the frequency of thanksgiving, the expansion of thanksgiving, and the recipient of thanksgiving. Let's talk about those three. He said, first of all, with regard to the frequency of Thanksgiving, that we need to give thanks always, okay? So what does that mean? Well, I think we all know that means Thanksgiving on more than one day a year. It's more like, it's not just sometimes when things are good. Even in the Greek, you know, language, it means all the time, frequently, regularly, habitually. So we could say this always is like brushing your teeth or eating or sleeping. You do those things frequently rather than infrequently. You make it your practice to do them all the time, habitually, every day. And Paul is saying, and when it comes to giving thanks, that should be something that we always do. One of the best ways for that to happen then, to happen regularly, habitually, frequently, always, is to make sure that that is how we start our day, with maybe even a prayer of thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for another day. Spend some time connecting with Him from the moment the day begins and focusing your heart and your mind on Him. And even if we just do that in a simple prayer, you know, it could be different for us. I don't know about you, but I'm personally enjoying seeing what is happening in our world right now as far as Thanksgiving is concerned. In the midst of this pandemic, it just seems like there are more people expressing gratitude and thanksgiving. People are showing appreciation for things that we used to take for granted. Like a week ago, we had the privilege of serving at the City Team drive-through turkey pantry, where we handed out boxes of food. And you know what? The over 300 cars of people that came through that day, one after another, were expressing thanks. Thanks for a box of food. Well, we need to make the giving of thanks an ongoing, regular part of our day, not just at Thanksgiving, but throughout our lives, always giving thanks. Well, that said, Paul also talked about the expansion of thanksgiving. If you're a Christ follower, the Lord wants His Spirit-filled, Spirit-empowered children to give thanks in everything and for everything. Now you say, really? Yeah, that's what Paul's talking about here. He actually, as he's talking about that, is in Rome in prison. Can you imagine that? So in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, when he writes these words regarding giving thanks always and for everything, he's in prison, the least desired place I'm sure he wanted to be in at that time. But you know, if you go back earlier in the Apostle Paul's ministry, he ended up writing 13 letters, and the second letter that he wrote was 1 Thessalonians. And even in that book, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, he said, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." What's Paul saying? I mean, like from the beginning to the end of his ministry and his writings, he's saying thanksgiving needs to show up in all the circumstances and situations that we face in life, the good and the bad. Now, think with me about what that actually means. First of all, what would we like it to mean? Well, what we'd like it to mean is that we only need to give thanks in the good things that happen to us for immediate blessings. So if you can think about the immediate blessings as the very center of these circles here, and really what we would love is that this thanksgiving was limited to the immediate blessings. You know, that wouldn't be hard, right, to give thanks for the new job, a new car, good health, a new friend, a happy family, a new mask. It's interesting, Psalm chapter 5 and verse 12 is talking about God's blessings, and it says, "For you," speaking about the Lord, "you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield." I think we have a whole different picture of that these days with all the mask wearing that we're doing. But it's focused on the blessings of God. And when God pours out His blessings on us, it's natural and it's easy for us to give thanks, isn't it? But when Paul goes on to add that we need to give thanks for everything, he means more than just the blessings. He's talking about those times where the only thing that we're holding on to is God's promised favor for the day when things are going to be better. In fact, you may know James chapter 1 is talking about us encountering various trials, and he says, you know, you need to, when you're in the middle of trials, You need to count it all joy. And why in the world would we ever count it all joy? Well, he says, because we know that the testing of our faith is going to produce something better. It's going to produce endurance. And actually, Jesus talked about that in the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, when he talked about how we're blessed when others revile us and persecute us and utter all kinds of evil against us falsely on Jesus' account. And then he said, and you need to rejoice and be glad because your reward in heaven is great. And so we can think about blessings as they're impacting us even now, where God's pouring out his blessing on us, or as they concern the future. And so the idea is that knowing that there's blessing coming or promised favor coming, well, that helps us give thanks for and in everything that we encounter right now, doesn't it? And so certainly that is a part of this whole arena of thanksgiving that would be appropriate from us, an expression or expressions of thanksgiving. But it also includes this unwanted suffering area. Now, you may be thinking when you see that, how in the world am I supposed to, you know, give thanks for suffering in the midst of hard times? Well, I think what Paul is saying is if we focus on God's promises, such as the promise that he wrote about in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that God's going to work everything together for good to those who are called according to his purposes, to those who love him, with the Spirit's help, we can even give thanks in the midst of troubles when we have that kind of perspective in the midst of suffering in this, what Paul calls Galatians chapter 1, verse 4, this present evil age. You know who was really good at giving thanks in the midst of any and every kind of circumstance? It was the Apostle Paul, the guy who wrote, always give thanks for everything and in everything. The guy who lived with a thorn in his flesh, which he said was a messenger of Satan that tormented him. It was the guy who delighted, he wrote about in 2 Corinthians 12:10, he delighted in his weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties. What was his secret? What was Paul's secret for giving thanks in and for everything? Well, the answer is found in the recipient of thanksgiving that he writes about here in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. In considering where his thanksgiving was directed, to whom he gave thanks, and who is the recipient of Paul's thanks? Well, we see it here. He was giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul gave thanks to God through Jesus Christ. So he gave thanks in the name of Jesus. Do you ever pray in Jesus' name? Do you put that on the end of your prayer? Do you say in Jesus' name, amen? Or do you say in Christ's name, amen? Now, why would we say that? Is that just a habit? Is a magic formula that, you know, we put it on the end just to make sure our prayers are answered? Do you ever work in Jesus' name? Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, and whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. It sounds to me like he's talking about the same thing we're talking about today. Who are you working for is, in essence, what Paul is asking there, talking about. For are we working for the Lord Jesus, for his honor, for his pleasure, for his approval? That's what it means to work in Jesus' name. It means to work for Jesus in everything we do, to do it for him as a representative of his in the world. And I teach for Walk Through the Bible. I want to represent Walk Through the Bible Ministries well. I want to do my best. I want to bring honor to their good name. And all the while, I give thanks that I have the privilege of ministering on their behalf. Well, we have the privilege of honoring God. And Paul is saying, how do we do that? Well, one of the ways we do that is by giving thanks to God in and for everything. Well, how in the world will you be able to do that? Well, again, by giving thanks in and for everything in this present evil age, by directing our thanks to God through Jesus Christ. By calling to mind that God is working, that God is in control, that God loves us, that he's with us, that he has a plan and he has a purpose for all of us. He has a purpose in all that's happening. And so therefore we can trust him. And when we express thanks, we express our trust to Him. By giving thanks, we express our love to Him. By giving thanks, we surrender to His plans for our lives. You know what Thanksgiving does in our relationship with God? It keeps us grateful rather than entitled. It gives us hope rather than doubt. It restores our joy and it pulls us out of despair. It pushes out bitterness and it fills us with forgiveness. And it draws us closer to God rather than away from God. Yeah, we will be better people and we will be better representatives of the Lord if we always give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's thank Him. Father, thank You. Thank You that on this Thanksgiving weekend, we could just pause and we can be reminded how important it is to be people who are filled with thanksgiving, who overflow with thanks to You. Thanks to You. In a world that is so often in pain and suffering, hardship, in the midst of this world, Lord, even then, we can express our thanks to You that You are working, that You are in control, that You have plans and purposes that are ultimately for the good, for those that love You. And so, Lord, we pray that there would come a moment, a time for every one of us that if we've not yet come to love You, we would. And in loving You, we would discover the path through hardship. And one of the important matters in that hardship is that we are people who are able to give thanks to You, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. So today we do that. For whatever we are faced with right now, we give You thanks that You love us, that You are with us, that You are working. And God, You are working in our world. May we live with that perspective and that hope. And may that help us every day walk faithfully in this world, ultimately bringing pleasure to You. And we ask that in Jesus' name.
Receive Your mercy.
everyone. Thanks for having joined us for this online service, and especially for this Thanksgiving theme service. While most of you will be watching this after Thanksgiving, I hope that it's been a reminder to you, as it has to us, that we are to give thanks in all circumstances. And Shannon, my wife and I know that this has been a challenging year for many in our world, and there are many who would say, I don't have much to give thanks for at this time. And we'd love to pray for you. We'd love to know how we can best support you at this time. If you're really struggling at this time, or perhaps you are on the other end of that spectrum and you have a testimony of thanksgiving of how the Lord has really done something unique in your life recently or throughout the course of this year, we'd love to hear that too. By all means, please reach out to us and let us know how we as pastors and staff can come around you and support you or rejoice with you or bear burdens with you in whatever way we can. We'd love to do that. If you're new to this online service for the first time, welcome. We're so glad that you could join us. If you go to connectbcc.org, that's the website for the church, connectbcc.org, there on the page where you'll see our various links to the church services, you'll find archives of previous services and messages that you can catch up on. You'll also find a variety of buttons that you can click, and it will allow you to be taken to different things depending upon the button that you click on. One of the buttons that is there says New to BCC, click here. And if you are new to our online service, would you just take a moment and click on that button? It lets us know that you are here and we can get briefly acquainted. We can follow up with you with a brief communication, and we can pray for you and answer questions that you might have. Please let us know that you are here. That would be our honor to get in touch with you. Also want to point out the other buttons that are there that you may wish to take advantage of. We have our Coffee with a Pastor, and that button is there that you can click. And at 3 p.m. on Sundays, customarily on Sundays, at 3 p.m. Pacific time, the pastor who has preached the service or the sermon for that online service shows up for what we call Coffee with a Pastor. And it's just available for about an hour to talk to those who show up and to talk about the sermon, to talk about anything from Scripture, whatever is on your heart. You can click on that today if you're watching this on Sunday, and Pastor Dave will be there. He'd love to have you come. Again, that's the Coffee with a Pastor link, and it will give you all the instructions and take you directly to that communication. You'll also find links on there for giving securely online. We are grateful, again, for the tithes and offerings that are given, as well as offerings that are given for our benevolence offering. You'll find that link there on the giving button, and we thank you. Continue to send in your tithes and offerings. It helps not only pay the bills, but also further the ministry that God is doing at Bridges Community Church. There's also a button on there that you can use to easily share today's service with others that you know. And you can explore the other buttons there on your own time. But just want to let you know that the website is there to hopefully answer questions that you may have. You'll also find some information on there about our emphasis during the holiday season for giving, where we as a church are coming around the Salvation Army at this time. And there's a variety of ways to get involved and to support the work of the local Salvation Army to help those who are most in need at this time. You'll find that information on the website. But again, we're so glad that you could join us. Let's give thanks in all circumstances. We know that, again, it's been a challenging time for many, but we're in this together, and we're so glad that you could join us. May the Lord bless and keep you. May you have a great week.